This one is called From Palookaville. It has a quotation from the movie Laura as an epigraph. Death cancels all engagements, a remark made by Clifton Webb in the movie. The midgets stand on giants who stand on midgets in Palookaville. That day of storm notwithstanding, and it still takes one on out to the farther reaches where boys play and maids bay at the moon in my Palookaville, where the stench of farts drenches outside irony with the dust of snow, where all is served up right to blonde kids in history books on the gothic outskirts, where everything gets unraveled just right, where you can see a coincidence coming for miles down the valley along the trestle, when the snow, the femurs, the cries demur and act unwise, at a time when centers shatter in strict unison, when doubt is in the call of the fox and the sunsets are like weddings. I came here of my own accord from Jakarta. I'm as old as you are and dare to say so, but the falling liaisons spat out like miles of thread are the lining of time's one easy lesson. The shocks deep and narrow like crevasses, dog teams fly over, over and around, aiming no way to please, and it does in the arrested quickness of the visit task. But even life is the least bit pejorative, but not the costumes, the calendar, the trivia, the painted trappings to come undone in your embrace, and that's the word. You were sent for, and that is all, no word on why some became the anvil. And from here all that runs is dust or consomme. There was fear smeared again on the walk, and for two consecutive days we got out on it. It's pretty safe so far. On the fifth day a bank fails. There are great falls and iodine in the little house. It smells more like an accord this time. And then there were birds, you know, too soft this time for much of an answer. And they came, were there under steel arcades. The night brings its business along. Stalls as though a faint saved the day one other time. And now it's horses all around for anybody that thinks they've got a contusion or a monopoly. Surely it was warm faces all round. The accents are distant as bells in that other hometown. The stories often gory. Tell why, please, the accents and your own personal vignette came up without a number, and no one explained the cause. A dim musicale in some small room, folded under netting as though the crows stood by to watch under the felt cushion, something impolite zoomed. It was suggested that we all carry away our traces, that we dispose of them thoughtfully, so as not to leave any bones of an argument around, for others mauling traces in bushes, black ones riding with white snow, a pure, defined drop of atheism, and it arches out too wide, too near the circumference of the pier, too much to say for what an old man did on a recent day, and what if it comes round on a recent day, and what if we all did, and who shoved the pace of the thermometer on an outing? Who shamed the toaster? Who is to say?